This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
That's how you know the man has returned. What's happening, Figgy Fig? You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a fantastic Tuesday here.
Came
in the
off
great
the
city
slide.
Houston. Off the slide, baby. We in the year 2006, and we off the slide, J-Lo.
Hold on. Let me look. Is that? I'm looking closely behind. Yeah, that's Figgy, man.
Yeah.
Or
are you looking at B. Scott?
Oh, come
over
on
here
now.
Working, man.
Come on,
I know we all look alike.
That sounds like something Patrick Creighton would say.
Well, that is the energy that we're bringing to this program on this Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to you. To borrow from one Figgy Fig. Wait. What an act to follow here, John Lopez. Shout out to the McNairs, Cal and Hannah, joining Payne and Pendergast in the final portions of their program. What a delight. And then also, I felt like I should have apologized to Cal and Hannah.
Why is that?
Because they got unvarnished Seth Payne.
Oh, my gosh. That was Seth at his absolute best. Or worst, depending on how you look at it.
No judgment around here.
No judgment here. Texter said, did Seth put acid in his coffee this morning? I mean, you don't want to see a Seth with acid in his coffee in the morning.
Yeah, I can't. I feel like, yeah, that would go to an entirely different place. A lot of things to talk about today in the world of Houston sports. I see you, Texter. Y'all were supposed to open up the show with the final play of the KD Dagger brother. Mm-hmm. There is a lot to talk about there, and I'm not so proud about the places that my mind went, but a big victory over the Suns for the Rockets, and maybe more importantly, victory over Dylan Brooks. My mom was on the phone.
She called me about it
during this game, and she's like, "This Brooks boy, why is he like this?" And I'm like, "Yep, mm-hmm."
I mean, what he is.
This is just how he is. She's like, "No, he got worse when he went to Phoenix." I was like, "Nah, he was just on your team last time.
You're gonna look all right in a Lakers uniform."
Oh boy,
I would love to be in that locker room.
Anyways, so we'll talk about that. Obviously, yesterday we had the Tatsuya Imai introductory press conference, and I think that there's a lot to talk about there, but still, everybody's on a high as you hear the McNairs coming into the building. There's a pep rally planned for some time during this week.
You got the sweet swarm signs here, placards, the Swarm City signs, as we gear up for playoff football in Houston.
Did they give us some credit for it?
No, we was listening to y'all's show, and everybody, none whatsoever.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
To be fair, I don't know how much credit we actually can take.
Oh, we deserve
from it.
A lot of it.
We should.
Yeah,
I mean,
we deserve a lot of
it. Yeah, I ain't come up with the nickname.
Dang it, why didn't we just? They were just right outside the door.
Yeah,
because we're scaredy cats.
Yeah, I ain't come up with the nickname, but I co-signed it. I got on these airways and said it. Yeah.
Figgy's like, and my word means something around these parts.
Yeah, I'm sure some people heard it for the first time on these airways.
I believe it was Jalen Reed. I believe it was actually Jalen Reed who.
It was Woody Marks.
Was it Woody Marks who misspoke?
Yeah. That's where I first.
That's right. He when he misspoke
when he got drafted. And did a little video. video. He said, Swarm City. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are, I feel like those are the best nicknames, are the ones that come organically. Yeah. So we rock it with Swarm City as you head into the playoffs. And you know what
You're
it is.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, both of you, just swooping in like vultures and usurping credit, taking credit away from one Woody Marks, who's had a fantastic year. Maybe he's the answer to our question as we start our conversation here and get involved with the program in the various ways that you can do it. Always love it when you text in 713-572-4610. There's also the Mokarem Injury Lawyers that we appreciate so much for the live streams, both on the YouTube page at Sports Radio 610 and the Twitch chat 610 Houston, where everybody's happy to have Figgy back in the saddle. But Nico Collins, obviously, you saw the impact of him. Is he an answer? Is Woody Marks an answer, as we were just talking about, to the most indispensable player on this Texas team? And we can split this up.
Offense, defense. Yeah.
If you want to do special teams, I guess you could do that as well. But who do you view as the most indispensable player as we head into the postseason?
And we
in
have
Texas
to qualify
football?
It, right, a little bit. You know, take away the obvious importance, import of the quarterback position. We're just saying at their position for what they're doing and how they're playing and how this offense and defense runs with them. That's how I'm looking at it anyway. And this came up because we were sitting in that press box Sunday, and it got better. To be very clear, it got better. But the whole first half, when, by the way, both, you know, starters on both teams were really playing at their best because the Jacksonville game was somewhat still up in the air. We looked at each other and said, boy, I think you said it, actually. This offense is a little different without Nico on the field.
That is correct. I felt that to be a novel observation. Clearly, no one else in the building had thought it. No, clearly. It was very evident that Nico Collins stirs the drink when it comes to what this offense is, at least passing-wise.
Yeah.
He takes a lot of attention, and that allows guys to do other things. And then he just wins. I think Matt talking about it, or it might have been Nick Haley, because that would make more sense as the offensive coordinator last week, that – there's instances where if you get in one-on-one, you trust him to be able to win it, right? 50-50 circumstances aren't 50-50 with Nico Collins on the field. That matters when you have an offense that has looked the way that it has this year and an offense that has been, you know, built in the way that it has this year. And so that impact is there, not just for him. We were talking about this, was it the Chargers game, where you're seeing some of the big plays that are happening not just for Nico, but because Nico is drawing attention, he's drawing down second players. Like, he has his immediate charge of whoever was defending him, and then the safety is coming down and allowing Jalen Noel to cross their face, right? Things like that. I think that is one of the reasons why he's a good answer. Oddly enough, he's not the answer that came to mind for me.
He is the answer that came to mind for me, and maybe it's just recency bias because even C.J. Stroud, you know, Dalton Schultz was having his moments, but just clunky is the best way I could put it. The defense didn't have to really shade any safeties over or double team or anything else. This offense is vastly different without Nico Collins. I have him as number one.
Do you agree with the 281 here on the text line that feels like you have to give him 10 targets? Because that's been an interesting thing that's happened in the season, is we hit a point near the middle of the season where it was like, just force feed the man the football. Mm-hmm. Get him the football and get things going. As this offense has gone throughout the season in the last, I don't know, handful of weeks, you have seen them kind of level out the targets all the way across the receiving core, whether that's tight ends, Dalton Schultz getting 4 or 5, Nico getting 4 or 5, Higgins getting 4 or 5 targets. You've seen that kind of spread out across. Do you like what we've seen the latter of this offense being, a more distributed approach to sending the football around the field, or do you like it, get the ball to Nico Collins, focus in on him?
I like it, but let's keep this in mind. How much of the more balance, the more spreading out of the ball is because Nico was on the field? You know, because there was the safety cheating over, because there was a double team, because, you know, they laid off of him a little more to keep him in front, and so some of the other options became open. I think you have to keep that in mind. You know, Nico Collins affects everyone on the field, so that's why he's my number one, but I do like it. I mean, I do like that they're doing it. And as far as, like, he needs to be targeted 10 times, absolutely. This is one of those cases where both things can and should be true. You know, because he's on the field, it's good to spread the ball because that's where the open look is, and that's where C.J. Stroud has embraced this offense. C.J. Stroud has bought into, you know, where the right read is immediately and then going with it, if not that, the second one. But at the same time, there are moments when you say, screw it. You know, screw it. Let's get the ball to up to Nico and see what happens.
Yeah.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
I think that that's a fair play of going. I think you're right in that his impact shows up, and I like being able to spread the ball around because as long as he's on the field, he's going to garner that interest, but if you feel like you have a lot of other dudes that can get involved, I think that you're also a little bit less predictable. However, I think in order to get the football out, it comes to the player that I'm thinking about. And can you give me D'Amico Ryan's cut 19 here, Figgy Fig? I'd appreciate that. Because yesterday during D'Amico's meeting with the media, he was asked about this particular player and his growth. And it was interesting to me because D'Amico was not glowing necessarily in talking about the entirety of this player's game, and I would have been really annoyed if he was, but he was very pointed, and I think it matters. This is D'Amico Ryans talking about the growth of center Jake Andrews.
Jake has done a good job of setting the table when it comes to the protections, the mic points, ID, and up front he's done a good job of communicating, which is what we need. You need a guy up front who is loud, can communicate, make sure everybody's on the same page, and Jake has done that for us.
Yeah, I can't go there. I think it's a great point, and I think you're not that you're making him the most important would be wrong necessarily, because that's your opinion, man. But
your opinion, bro.
But he still gets blown up way far too often.
He does.
He gets blown up far too often.
I'm looking. I remember I was talking about British Brooks. I was talking about how he had run the ball well, and I was interested to see how much of that was his play and how much of that was offensive lines. Well, of course, you get the All-22 drop the day after the game, and I was going through some of that yesterday. And there's instances where Jake Andrews getting up to the second level, getting his hands on the linebacker, and the linebacker going, all right, that was nice, so let me go and get the running back, right? There's instances where I still have issues for Jake Andrews, even more than I'll say, and I feel comfortable saying it to this microphone right this moment. Mm-hmm. However, I don't want to ignore the organizational aspect of what this offensive line has.
That's why I think
it matters a great deal.
That's why he's on the field.
And so he is indispensable, as evidenced by, of all of the offensive line combinations that we've seen this year, some of them maddening, some of them necessary, there's been one position where it's been static the whole way around, and it's been Jake Andrews. And I think that knowing the places that you have been in the C.J. Stroud tenure in particular, just in general, but last year in particular, knowing that having not just a inability to do the physical acts of blocking and protecting, right? Not being able to, you know, have the technique. And shout out to Cole Popovich for getting that together. But having all of those guys, those five guys working like fingers in a glove, working in tandem, being able to pick up twists and stunts and not looking like a remedial offensive line, it seems like the head coach and all of the different principals that talk about this give credit to Jake Andrews for being an organizational force, and I don't want to ignore that, and I want to give him that credit, especially because with the mistakes that he's had, he's held steady. So I think that actually, in a weird way, means that that organizational factor matters even more.
That's more than fair, and I don't think that's wrong at all either. But my second pick offensively, we got to get into the defense here as well, is actually on the offensive line, but it's not Jake Andrews, it's Trent Brown, just because of the trickle-down effect. Now, they did better, you know, they did fine, I should say, this past week, but it was mostly backups on both sides, or at least on the Texan side. But Trent Brown at right tackle, there's a line of demarcation when this line got better.
Mm-hmm.
There is an absolute, you can point to that one thing, and that one thing was Trent Brown getting on the field. And that's when this offensive line started to get better. To me, he's right behind Nico in terms of importance.
He's definitely helped solidify what they're doing here, without question. As anything with the offensive line, there's mm-hmm. the caveat. I don't think that we need to do it in this moment for the sake of time, but I think it's a good answer. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that is most encouraging here is that although he did not play, he was limited participant all last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surely hoping that him not playing was more of a precaution for him at his age with the knocks that he's had or what have you, coming off of the injury that he did off of the offseason, more than his inability to play. And so hopefully he's ready. And in locker room opportunities to talk to the media, he's basically said he's just now starting to feel more like himself again.
Yeah.
And we've seen himself in the past be a really good lineman. Now, how much of that is I'm in the best shape of my life talk, right? How much of that? But I think you're right. You could mm-hmm. see a really good tackle on the right side, which you're going to need, especially against the Steelers, because they got some edge rushers.
Especially against these edge rushers. Now, defensively, I think we can all agree on who is, I think Mina Kimes said yesterday that she voted for, I think, four or five Texans All-Pro this year, as good as they are.
Ooh, I wonder. I know she loves Kamari, and she should.
She mentioned him.
So Kamari, Will, Sting, Daniil, Will, Daniil.
And Azeez? Maybe. Yeah,
that'd be an interesting question where she went. Petrie, yeah. Azeez.
Maybe Petrie. But I think we all agree Will Anderson.
Yeah.
The most meaningful for this defense. Or would you disagree?
You know, so I feel like there's trends going on. You've been going with dudes that their impact is felt even when the numbers aren't there in a traditional sense. Nico Collins doesn't have to catch the football to have impact on the game, as we've talked about. Will Anderson Jr. also, there's been a number of times where there's a sack or a pressure, and that is actually Will creating this on one side. Yeah, or run.
Yeah.
He is creating this. Like, there's been a lot of run stopping mm-hmm. for him this year that I don't know how much credit he's gotten in a national sphere.
Yeah.
I think those you bringing those up, so I'm going to stick with my trend of trying to be the smartest man in the room and pick an off-the-cuff one. I really like Sheldon Rankins as an indispensable player on this defense.
Sheldon Rankins is really the defensive version, but better, of Jake Andrews.
And that's my thought, right?
Yeah.
We came into the season, mm-hmm. actually not even came into the season, we went into the offseason last year with one of the draft possibilities being an interior defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Sheldon Rankins has come back and picked up where he left off and more so. And I continue to give him the credit for when you were dealing with mobile quarterbacks, cutting your ass up, running down the football field, it was Sheldon Rankins and to some degree the other guys, Tim Settle, Togiai once he got more run, Mario Edwards, being able to contain and help those rush ends while they're also making sure that they keep their good rush lanes. It's the Sheldon Rankins being aware of getting out there and being able to contain. He's almost solely, I don't want to say solely, but he's almost solely the reason where I'm not afraid of a screen mm-hmm. at all, because he is always there.
Yeah.
He's always acknowledging, he sees the screen before it happens, he gets there. I think that matters a great deal in setting the spine of the defense and being able to allow your rush ends to do what they do. I think Sheldon Rankins is indispensable.
Yeah, so. I think that's a good one. But my second choice would be right behind Sheldon Rankins. That's one, Azeez Al-Shaair.
Yeah.
We see what I don't want to say struggle because they're still really good, but we see the drop-off when Azeez is not on the field.
Without question. Some other ones coming in. Somebody said, no, we can't pay all that many All-Pros. That's a great problem to have, 936.
Yeah.
And they will have to figure that out. I think that's something that we'll talk about in the future. But for the time being, right now, you are getting the effect of All-Pros. Excellent. I would like to give them the All-Pros and appreciate that.
Yeah.
We'll deal with the issues on the backside. Some other names that came in. Can't overlook Dalton Schultz. Yeah. And the toughness that he has demonstrated, continuing mm-hmm. to play through the injuries that we know, and only God knows what other injuries
Petrie's on the list.
He's had up there. Petrie absolutely up mm-hmm. there, because we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. This defense is, you play kind of like a base defense while being a nickel. Mm-hmm. That is huge in the modern NFL, especially where the pendulum is swinging towards teams running the football. We've talked about that. So being able to come up, stop the run, apply pressure, and also still be solid enough in coverage, all those things matter a great deal. So yeah, keep those coming in. 713-572-4610 on the most indispensable players. And thankfully, so many of them are healthy.
Yeah.
Right? You're relatively healthy for this time of year heading into the playoffs, which is really good for a Texas team looking to make big noise in the postseason. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's circle around to another Houston sports team where yesterday was such a fun day in Houston sports. One of those because Tatsuya, Imai, had his introductory press conference. And there's a few things that are worth noting off of this, both as an organization and both and for the player. And I want to talk about those next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.